How is everybody today?
Good.
Everybody good?
Okay.
I got a story for you. I read a story. I love Guidepost Magazine. And if anybody else reads it, the cover story this month was on Mike Rowe. You might know Mike because he does a lot of Ford commercials. Years and years ago, he was on QVC. And for the past several years, he's done a show on Discovery called Dirty Jobs. I don't know if anybody's seen it or not. But it's a wonderful show about our hardworking tradespeople. And Mike goes out and is like an apprentice to these people for a day. And in the story, he says the words, all he had to learn was how to humble himself in front of these people who knew so much, were such skilled laborers. And it was a very humbling experience, but he had to humble himself before them. And so it reminded me of the Bible verse in Luke. And so I looked this up, and the Bible verse in Luke says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And that was Luke 14, verse 11. And so I realized that the children might not understand what exalted and humbled meant. So I have a guest with me this morning who's going to kind of help me explain what this means. And so we didn't have a balloon, so we're improvising. But if you picture a balloon, and the children love balloons, right? Which is why we didn't have any, because I had a whole bag of them at one point in time. But the children love balloons, and we have a lot of fun with balloons, don't we? We can do a lot of things with balloons. If you put balloons out on your front porch, you know you're having a party there that day, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you have balloons at a party, it's probably birthday or anniversary or maybe a baby was born. We have lots of fun. Yes, but it does make us sad if balloons pop, doesn't it? Or if it's helium and we accidentally let go of the string and then it's up on the ceiling, and that makes us kind of sad, doesn't it? But we could also take balloons and bat them back and forth. You've seen that done? That's fun to do. So we could have a lot of fun with balloons. But there are times in our life where we act like a balloon. And those times might be where we think we're very important. Yeah. And if we think we're very important, we become puffed up like a balloon. We get a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. If we think that we know all the answers and everybody should listen to us, or if we think we're just very good looking, or if we think we're very smart, or maybe we're the best singer in the choir. Or if we just think that we know all the answers, we're just really, really good at what we do, huh? And we get puffed up, and we think we have this great importance, right? But I can tell you that if you get like that, something will happen. It's not working. Well, something will pop your bubble, I'm telling you. Something will happen. It doesn't make quite the noise a balloon would, so use your imagination. Steve said just use your imaginary balloon. Yeah. So if you had a balloon and it popped, what would it sound like? Kind of like that, huh? Yeah. But something will happen and your balloon will pop. And that's kind of what Jesus said. In one of the other Bibles, which I can't access right now. There we go. In one of the other Bibles, I forget which one this is, but it says, okay, it says, very tiny, whoever makes himself look more important than he is will find out how little he is worth. And that is just so true. And Jesus was trying to tell us this in that book of Luke, that if we think we're important, it's really those that make themselves less important that God will honor in his kingdom. So let's try and remember that we need to be humble before God, that the more we do for others, the more God will make us important in his kingdom. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are always with us to remind us that the most humble of us are the most important in your eyes. Help us to be humble each day and to remember the words that God has given us to learn from in our Bible. In Jesus' name, amen.